Thank you and good afternoon. Around 2 o'clock this morning, a sheriff's deputy spotted a vehicle in the Azalea Park parking lot in McKinleyville. The driver, 27-year-old Celso Martinez Perez and 23-year-old Isabel Martinez, exited the vehicle and met with the deputy, who smelled the strong odor of marijuana emanating from the vehicle. Both suspects then fled the scene into a heavily wooded area, and during the pursuit, Martinez Perez fell to the ground and the deputy placed him in handcuffs. Arcata police and CHP officers later arrived on scene and were able to locate Isabel Martinez. A search of the vehicle turned up 6 27-gallon plastic containers filled with processed marijuana, 3 large trash bags filled with packaged bud, as well as a notebook containing sales information. Both suspects were booked into county jail on various drug charges, as well as resisting arrest. Today, the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors appointed Kristen Brinks as the new director of the Department of Health and Human Services. Brinks will begin working at her new position in January of 2016, replacing Phil Crandall, who is set to retire around that same time. Brinks currently serves as the Deputy Director of Community Services for the El Dorado County Health and Human Services Agency, overseeing 13 programs. Supervisor Estelle Fennell said the following statement, "I was very impressed by her glowing references, and I look forward to the great things she will help the county achieve. Stellar service to the community in a fiscally responsible manner is a passion of mine," Brinks said in a statement, "and I am very much looking forward to working side by side with a dedicated team here in Humboldt County." 4 members from the Rotary Club of Eureka were honored for over 50 years of membership and will be placed in the National Rotary Hall of Fame. In the presence of fellow members, Rotary Club President Jay Bonner and Rotary District Governor Aaron Dunn presented awards to John Winsler, Al Cernich, Walt Shimasaki, and Ken Stotter. All 4 recipients will have their photos and names placed in the Rotary Hall of Fame, located in Chicago. As of today, state residents can now access information related to the $1.5 trillion in government debt. State Treasurer John Chang created a website, debtwatch.treasurer.ca.gov, which will allow residents to access debt-related information that covers more than 30 years. 2.8 million fields of data on the website will be updated monthly as well. Chang said in a statement that DebtWatch aspires to empower Californians to hold government accountable for its borrowing decisions. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office and the Savings Bank of Mendocino County issued a joint warning to county residents this afternoon regarding an identity theft-related scam. Recently, residents have been receiving automated messages from people claiming to be with the Savings Bank of Mendocino County, indicating a person's credit or debit card has been blocked and they will ask for account information. The bank wants to remind residents that any phone call of that manner is fraudulent and they don't call asking for account or card information. If you experience this type of phone call, you can report it to law enforcement. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A new left-turn signal will be installed at the intersection of Harrison Avenue and Booner Street in Eureka. Work crews will replace the existing traffic signal at the intersection with a flashing yellow arrow signal that will have 4 phases, in an effort to reduce road delays and to make driving at the intersection more efficient. The installation of the traffic signal will begin on Saturday. The Board of Governors of the State Community Colleges unanimously approved 25 recommendations from the Workforce Task Force to increase state competitiveness and job creation. In an effort to strengthen the workforce education throughout the state college systems, the recommendations will focus on broad areas such as streamlining the curriculum approval process, increasing the pool of qualified career technical education, as well as establishing a dedicated and sustainable funding source for CTE programs. The Sheriff's Office continues its investigation into 2 cases of armed robbery that occurred in Willow Creek over the weekend. The first incident occurred Saturday when a man sleeping inside of his pickup truck was attacked by 2 unknown male adults. The victim was struck in the head with a handgun, and the suspect stole his vehicle as well as $2,000 in cash. Sunday morning, deputies responded to a residence on Friday Ridge Road, and the victims reported that 2 men entered the house while a 3rd man and a woman waited outside. The suspect stole 3 firearms, the victim's vehicle, as well as a large quantity of marijuana from a 215-compliant garden. It is unclear at this time if the 2 incidents are related. And that's the news on this Tuesday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.